the best, highest end CBD products even are not organic. Even if you take something that is an extract, what we really are interested in is actually purity and the lack of contamination. The fact that something is organic isn't necessarily positive. What we do want to look for is what we call pharmaceutical grade. I'm sure everyone has heard the phrase before, I'm not putting on my skin whatever I'm not going to eat. That's a little bit silly because some active ingredients you really wouldn't want to eat. For example, like retinol. What you really should look for is ingredients that were actually designed to be at a level which you can consume them, at the purity which you can consume them. And that's pharmaceutical grade. And rotten plant can be organic, but it's still rotten, right? The products were clean when they were put in the bottle, but they are now 2 years old and they're completely rancid. It could still have an organic label because that label was put there when the product was bottled.
So my guest today, Amitai Eshal, he's an entrepreneur in the biohacking and beauty fields. And he's held executive roles in the health, wellness, and beauty industry for over a decade, as well as being a business development consultant in that space. And as a co-founder and CEO of Young Goose and host of the Young Goose Biohacking Beauty Podcast, Amitai has been making waves in the wellness industry through education and innovation. Young Goose embodies his two passions, performance optimization and skin health, with products that boost the functions of natural rejuvenation processes in the skin. Amitai is a world-renowned speaker and wellness expert, and he's been interviewed on numerous wellness podcasts and has given talks at hyper-wellness events such as Biohacking Congress, KetoCon, Changing Life and Destiny Conference, Ultimate Wellness Event, the Women's Biohacking Conference, and many, many others. And outside of his professional life, Amitai enjoys martial arts, mindfulness practice, cooking, and traveling. And he's an avid history student and always aims to educate himself on the latest science of health, longevity, and well-being. You can learn more about Amitai and his work and his amazing skincare line at younggoose.com. Amitai, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you. It's absolutely my pleasure.
Yes. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience and your background and why you started your company, Young Goose?
Well, that's going to be a little bit of a roundabout story. But my first career was in the military. I was in Israeli Special Operations, and I was ended up being the head of recon for our something that's similar to the Rangers here in the United States. And So the story is how I went from fighting people, I guess, to fighting wrinkles. I guess that's the main the main origin story. But what happened is that after the military, I got recruited to build teams basically for a startup, which was basically ended up being a red light therapy company startup. And that was a little bit of a challenge because what we, 15 years ago, you're looking at a product that just looks like, a red, wall or whatever, a red, emitting wall. And you need to kind of explain to people what it's going to do for them. And obviously, we took a company that was supposed to be a medical company, and then the company decided that they want to sell it to consumers. For a long time, we tried to explain that there are benefits to the mitochondria, and it improves energy production with ATP, etc. But that didn't really speak to people. Obviously, some people, the pain aspect, the pain mitigation aspect spoke to them, or detoxification, for example. But for the most part, we found out people were really interested in how it made them look.
Yeah, that people are shallow. But the red light does make your skin amazing.
Yeah. And that was, I think, the first time I realized that, there is a way to make people decide better choices for themselves, for their health, because at the end of the day, they're interested in how it's going to make them look, which is completely fine. If I can move you in a good direction that way, so be it. So that's kind of how I think the first light bulb kind of lit up. And when this company got sold and we had some money in our pocket, what we really were trying to do, Anastasia, my wife and I, is we tried to create a company that has the ability to replace NADIVs, because we were both junkies of NADIVs at the time, but they were like $1,000 per IV. And you can imagine two people wanting to do it every week. That's a lot of money. So we understood that, you know, this is an amazing molecule. That's a molecule of life, basically. That's a molecule that allows any repair function to happen in your body. Any maintenance is reliant on this molecule. And, you know, people can't get it because it's so expensive. So we tried to do a cream that would get into your bloodstream. And we found out, and we partnered with amazing universities, which is the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and the Israeli MIT, as I call it, which is called the Weizmann Institute. And what we found out is that you can't do that, because the skin really likes it and really needs it, because the skin obviously gets assaulted by the environment, etc. So it's always in repair mode. And obviously aging. It's always in repair mode. And so we made lemonade out of lemons, and we created a skincare company. Along the way, we also had a consultancy in the wellness and the biohacking space, and we consulted facilities how to communicate with their audience. So we had the idea that people were interested in this. Obviously, it was, you really need, no one knew what NAD was when we started, but by the time our first product launched, which was kind of a little bit before the pandemic, like a couple of months before the pandemic, I think it was a perfect timing, because a lot of people were then, you know, obviously more interested in, you know, the entire conversation was about health. So that played, I mean, it was difficult, but it played long-term, it played in our advantage.
Yes. Yeah. And why don't you talk about the concept of, you know, biohacking beauty versus like the, you know, like traditional like skincare methods and traditional skincare that most people talk about?
Yeah. So I think the world of skincare right now is really divided into two categories. One would be what is called clean skincare, and the other would be what is called results driven. You know, a kind of a coined term for this is medical grade skincare, but really it's not, there is no such definition. You can call it like result driven skincare. And the reason they're called like that is because what clean skincare tries to do is to not to provide the body with long-term harm. Okay, so that's kind of the first Hippocratic oath kind of type thing. The first, do no harm. Whereas the, you know, the more advanced skincare, and obviously in the middle, there's consumer skincare that you can find in CVS and stuff. We're really not talking about this. This is, you know, this hasn't changed for the last like 50 years. But medical skincare or results-driven skincare, what it tries to do is to provide you with the highest level of active ingredients. And that requires a lot of chemistry, not necessarily a lot of chemicals for the most part, yes, but a lot of chemistry. And the challenge both of these industries have is obviously cost and the fact that you're not, you know, going to the lab where it's made and just picking it off the shelf there. It needs to travel. It needs to, you know, do whatever. So this takes around, on an average, a bottle you buy off of your, wherever you buy your product, is probably a year to 5 years old. Depends when you start measuring, really. If you look at when the active ingredients were produced, it's closer to, you know, 3 to 5 years. But let's say in general, the product is at least like a year old.
Yeah, that's why they have so many preservatives and parabens and like some of the department store products. Who even knows how long that has been sitting around? And they're produced by just three companies, these massive companies, mm-hmm. Estee Lauder and Lancome. And they just sit there for years in the stores and the shelves. And it's horrible.
Actually, the one big player right now is Palmolive is another big player. They bought also Ulta MD and PCA. And so that's one thing. But what about temperature? You know, what about, you know, moving it from place to place? What about, you know, storage, etc.? So, but clean skincare is what I call clean washing, where the product cannot risk having active ingredients, period, because it's still going to be a year to 2 to 3 before someone buys it. So, you know, even a few months, if you have active ingredients and you've actually done no chemistry to stabilize them, they're exposed to light, they're exposed to temperature. That's not great either. So, there is no middle ground. You know, everyone goes one way or the other. And what we said in Young Goose is, you know, and that's a company we started. It's called Young Goose. We said, yeah, we want to have even a higher level of, I would say, more advanced degree of active ingredients. We want to take active ingredients that are now, you know, being researched as life extenders, looking at them as, you know, target, you know, molecules that target the actual reasons we age, what are called longevity molecules or pro-youth molecules, as we call them, and get them into your skin and have them work in your skin. I mentioned NAD before. We deal with many molecules like that. We target, you know, all the 12 subcategories of aging, if you would. It's called the hallmarks of aging. So we wanted to do that, but we also wanted to create a skincare that is homeostatic, which means it doesn't disrupt the organism. It doesn't disrupt you as a human being, you know? It doesn't get to your brain. It doesn't get to your adrenals. And that is a very, very, very tall task. So what we started doing, our first version of products, were products that have basically microdoses of light preservatives and obviously very high levels of active ingredients. And in order to achieve that, we actually didn't sell a product that's more than 3 months old. So by the time you got the product, from the time the active ingredient was made till you got the product, it was less than 3 months. And since we are heavily invested in research and development, we also came out and we're starting to implement it now with a new system of preservation, which doesn't even use preservatives. It uses natural ingredients that act like preservatives, which is new. That's going to be the first time a skincare company have done that. So what you're getting is a product that still promises all the other, you know, beautiful promises that results-driven medical-grade skincare provides you, and much more, by the way, because it goes down to the most fundamental levels of your biological age, what I call the functional age, because there is actually no such thing as biological age, but functional age, but also doesn't harm you as a human being. So it's the perfect balance, if you would. And that's really what biohacking skincare is. Biohacking skincare, or biohacking as a whole, you can have a million definitions, but what biohacking is looking at the way we interact with nature, the way our body, our biology interacts with nature, extracting the good and taking the good and trying to extract away the bad. If we talk about detoxification, we can think of an infrared sauna or any sauna for that matter. You know, we're taking this mechanism of interacting with heat, but we control it. Like, we know when we're done with it, we know how we support our body. We drink, you know, water, electrolytes. We make sure we function correctly, etc. And that exists in most biohacking modalities, if you would. We just did it in skincare, which is novel.
Yes. And so I wanted to talk about a little bit about, you know, a lot of people listening, they're really worried about, you know, preservatives and products and in beauty care and trying to do stuff organic, eat organic, use organic products, things like that. So for me personally, I don't use all organic products when it comes to beauty care, simply because there's a lot of extracts or actives that are incredibly helpful for your skin that cannot be like coined as organic, or they can't be labeled as organic, so to speak. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're problematic for your body or your skin or toxic in any way. So I think there's a trade-off that people have to have when it comes to, you know, trading off an organic label to, you know, using products like, let's say, vitamin C serums or other things like that. They can't be organic because of the way that they're made. And so can you talk a little about that? Because I personally, I'm all about anti-aging. There's a lot of really, really good products like retinol or just all kinds of different things that are great for your skin appearance, but not organic. And that doesn't mean it's a problem.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. And actually, people probably should look at something else. But to your point, when we look at piece of meat or a banana, okay, what we're looking at is a amalgamation of many, 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 many different molecules and a process that took a long time for me to get the banana or the piece of meat that I'm getting in my plate, right? But we're looking at basically what we're describing as organic is not necessarily the banana, but the process the banana has gone through, right? It's what it is not rather than what it is, which is, you know, it's not GMO, et cetera. With active ingredients, first of all, this is a little bit irrelevant. And the reason is because even if it's possible, and I'll get into active ingredients that it's just impossible, but even if it's possible, what we are, you know, ending up doing is extracting one ingredient or one active ingredient. And the importance of this one active ingredient being organic or not is secondary, because this is just one type of molecule. The issue with organic in general, with larger, I would say, extracts, let's think of a CBD type product, right? It's actually like a full spectrum CBD, right? We just extract something from the plant, and you can imagine, and you can notice that the best, highest end CBD products even are not organic. They're not even talking about organic in their language, most of them. But even if you take something that is an extract, what we really are interested in is actually purity and the lack of contamination, because it's going to be, very, 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 very concentrated. And it's going to be applied on a very specific part of your skin. So that is why you are interested in the best purity. And organic doesn't provide you, for the most part, with purity. Quite on the contrary, it provides you with the natural processes that are normally happening in nature. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but organic, when you concentrate something to the nth degree, actually might be unhealthy. And we can see it, by the way, in societies that are, you know, again, coming from Israel, I grew up next to a village that actually they have their own rules. They grow everything themselves. And you're not even allowed to smoke in the village. Like, you know, it's a big place, thousands of people, and cigarettes are illegal. But when they measure their different toxin levels, they're actually pretty high, because all these people also kind of make their own concentrates and stuff like that. And even the soil itself, the water, everything that is nourishing those plants still has some things, obviously, that go into the ground.
Organic doesn't mean heavy metal free.
Quite the contrary, yeah.
Yeah, it only means pesticide and chemical free. So people have to be aware of that. And, you know, in concentrated ingredients, you can have concentrated heavy metals.
Yeah, and the tractor that that reaped the cotton, the organic cotton you're wearing, still used petrol, and still this petrol, you know, has been absorbed into the ground, and now you have nitrogen-free radicals and carbon-free radicals that are associated with it, and obviously other pollutants. So the fact that something is organic isn't necessarily positive. What we do want to look for is what we call pharmaceutical grade. So literally, I'm sure everyone has heard the phrase before, I'm not putting on my skin whatever I'm not going to eat. That's a little bit silly, because some active ingredients you really wouldn't want to eat. For example, like retinol that you apply on your skin. Or again, if the product sat on a shelf for a year, I'm not going to eat anything that sat on a shelf for a year. But that's a nice notion, but what you really should look for is, you know, ingredients that were actually designed in the first place to be at a level which you can consume them, like at the purity which you can consume them. And that's pharmaceutical grade. And that's what we make sure that we're purchasing. Another thing is that a lot of, you know, going back to the fact, can we, you know, label something as organic or not? A lot of the things are synthesized from bacteria. Or actually the best ingredients you can think of are synthesized from bacteria, because that's the only way to create them without breaking that vegan label we all want to put on our products. Because whether you're vegan or not, and I specifically am not vegan, that is something that there is a large group of people that don't care about organic, don't care about anything else, just make sure the product's vegan. So from a business standpoint, companies want to be vegan friendly. And that means a lot of the things that you could create out of milk, out of, you know, whatever that is created out of bacteria. And that obviously can't be organic.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so I think people have to really it's important to make those distinctions so that you're not excluding amazing products. Well, it's important to make these distinctions so you're not excluding this whole category of products could really perform and get you the results that you want, because there's a lot of crappy organic products out there that really don't do a great job, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, a rotten plant can be organic, but it's still rotten, right? So a product, again, that could be, you know, clean product and is basically clean washing, which means the products were clean when they were put in the bottle, but they are now 2 years old and they're completely rancid. It could still have an organic label because that label was put there when the product was bottled. So now 2 years later, you're really damaging your skin. I mean, the best example, the example actually you gave, which is vitamin C, ascorbic acid in general should be avoided. In general, ascorbic acid, whether you consume it orally or you apply it on your skin, especially if you apply it on the skin, is an extremely volatile molecule that is becoming more volatile when it interacts with your acid mantle in your skin, basically the protective layer in your skin. And it literally 100% of the time will cause DNA damage and cytotoxicity. So it's actually toxic for your skin. Not all forms of vitamin C, only ascorbic acid. And and that's a product that is obviously considered clean. It could be organic, it can be whatever you want, but this is literally the most toxic thing you can put on your skin.
I am thrilled to announce my new docuseries come out called Heavy. And you can learn more about it at theheavymovie.com and sign up for free. It's a totally free event. And in this landmark series, I interviewed 100 experts on the subject of detoxification, on the subject of toxins, and how these inescapable toxins in our environment are causing our chronic health issues like brain fog, dementia, chronic fatigue, mitochondrial dysfunction, obesity, resistant weight loss, even diabetes. Our diabetes epidemic is caused by toxins. It's not just the food that you're eating. And we also talk about, you know, how toxins interfere in digestion, how toxins are aging you. So many important topics are going to be covered on the Heavy docuseries. So again, go check it out at theheavymovie.com. Vitamin C is touted as one of the number one actives that you should put on your skin. And I gave it as an example, as an active, that something is that it? There's a lot of ascorbic acid products that are not organic. And it's very, very commonly recommended, but that it's really interesting that you say that.
So in general, it's extremely volatile. So even if you're buying for sake of like preserving your money and getting your money's worth, let's say you're buying a 20% vitamin C ascorbic acid serum, you're actually getting like 6 to 7% by the time it gets absorbed into your skin. So other versions are just better value for money. THD ascorbate, magnesium ascorbyl phosphate, which is called MAP vitamin C, are probably the best two versions. But sodium ascorbate and just be careful with the word ascorbic. Okay, just remember ascorbic is probably not good for you. But what happens is that even if it does absorb into the skin and there is some efficacy to it, it becomes so volatile, it actually excites iron atoms in your cell. And these iron atoms literally are, in order to stabilize themselves, they literally attach to your, or not really attach, but they zoom through your DNA and basically cause DNA damage. And they also cause elevation of actually pro-inflammatory factors in your cell. So they're actually extremely negatively affecting your skin long term. There are some positives. There are negatives and positives, but there's negatives and positives also for different types of toxins. This is probably one that you want to avoid because there is also much better alternatives.
Yes. Yeah. And can you talk about heavy metals and environmental pollutants that are landing on our skin and what they're doing to us?
Yeah, I hate to say it's one of my favorite topics because it sounds like I'm a sadist or something, but it's actually one of my favorite topics because I think it's really misunderstood and underrepresented. And, you know, that's kind of where we kind of correlate because you obviously talk about detoxification a lot. And, you know, our skin is our major detoxifier or one of our major detoxifiers. And obviously it's, it plays a big role in detoxification. And, it lives in an environment that it is almost foreign to our skin. Our skin evolved basically to maybe handle UV and handle, you know, some forest fires for the most part. This is the stress that our skin has evolved to deal with, and maybe solar flares once in a while. But for them, it hasn't evolved to deal with electrical magnetical frequency, for example, EMFs that are coming from our Wi-Fi and from our Tesla. And it hasn't evolved to deal with heavy metals, glyphosates, and also from the combustion end products such as free radicals that are not oxygen based, so hydrogen, carbon, and nitrogen free radicals. So we all know basically like oxidative stress, but there are other types of free radicals that are way worse for our skin. And the reason I like talking about it, or I feel it's important to talk about it, because if we went into like 99% of dermatologists online, or the ones that like, you know, to provide us content on TikTok, Instagram, what we're going to see is that like every week they're going to talk about SPF and why it's really important to protect our skin from the sun. But, and that's true because, studies show that we age more from what we call extrinsic aging, which is aging because of the environment, than we age from intrinsic aging, like what we eat, for example, or different processes, you know, normal aging that is going on in our cells. But actually, from the environment, most people are immediately thinking, oh, sun damage. Although that is true, if you live in industrialized society, if you live, you know, in the United States, for example, you're aging more from other factors rather than from the sun. So you're aging, you know, our body has evolved to be 80% of the time outside in the sun. And in the Western world, the average is being between 95% to 97% indoors. And that that is terrible for our health, but it's also terrible for our skin. Because we're getting, again, all of these pollutants I spoke about before, including heavy metals, including dust particles, all of these things our skin has no idea how to deal with. And it doesn't not only not know how to deal with when they harm it, but it doesn't really know how to detach those elements from our skin. So our skin doesn't have a good system to slough them off, basically. So they stay there. And we know that there are different types of ingredients, mainly from marine algae, that can help us. By the way, ginger can do it too, but or gingerol, the active ingredient in ginger. These ingredients can actually really help us not only detach them in the case of ginger, but these algae compounds can create a little bit of like a coating on our skin, which doesn't allow these heavy metals and pollutants kind of to attach to our skins because they are present in the ocean. And so these algae actually have mechanisms that kind of protect them from heavy metals pollution. Not glyphosates, but glyphosates, since they attach in the same manner, it also allows your skin to be impervious to them. So for example, for us, as a company, we really wanted to have these ingredients in a product everyone uses. You know, because you could tell me, hey, you know, I'm interested in a vitamin C serum, right? I'm interested in a moisturizer, but everyone needs to wash their face. So we actually have it in our cleansers, both Gingerol and some of these algae extracts. But now we need to explain to consumers that they need to leave it on the skin for like 30 seconds before they wash it off to create that coating. So there's pros and cons, but that's as an example, something that I believe should be way more addressed. There is another thing that's actually not from us, which is super, super, super interesting, which we have in our SPF, but you can find it in many other companies, which is a protein that's called ectoin. Ectoin is a, have you ever heard about, I'm assuming you haven't, but there is something called space teddy bears. Have you ever heard about space teddy bears?
No, I haven't.
Space teddy bears basically are extremophiles. They're just dubbed space teddy bears because they look like a teddy bear and allegedly they can survive in space. But what they are little creatures that can live in extreme climates. And these creatures have a protein that actually structures water around their proteins and protects these structures from damage from free radicals and other assaults, such as EMF, for example, or glyphosates or heavy metals. And this is an incredible discovery. The discovery of basically getting into skincare is incredible. It's a little bit expensive. So although I foresee there will be entire skincare lines devoted to ectoin, right now, only companies that allow themselves to ask for a high, you know, price for their products are actually using it. So because we believe, again, that a sunblock should actually protect you more from other elements, not only from the sun. When we made our sunblock, we incorporated a pretty high level of it, double of what studies have shown to be the threshold for efficacy, in order to protect you from blue light, that's artificial light, pollution, heavy metals, glyphosates, EMF, alongside other ingredients that I spoke about before that help that as well.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I mean, I love your sunblock. I absolutely love it because I have my skin, I tend to get pimples if I use anything that's like an oil-based or a lot of sunscreens can be very oily. But yours, I didn't have any breakout. It has kind of like a tint in it, a very mild tint that is just blended perfectly. I didn't feel like I had this like super heavy coating of like sunscreen. It just felt very light, provided some nice coverage, and it wasn't like oily and greasy. I just really, really love it in addition to all these other benefits that you're talking about. And so can you also talk about how to do a skin detox? Because I think this is something that my audience would be really, really interested in. And I just love your whole product line. I love the enzyme cleanser. Just makes total sense. I don't want to ever use any cleanser again that doesn't have enzymes in it. But there's just lots of other really interesting facets and ingredients you use in your whole line.
Yes. So yeah, that adaptogenic cleanser has like enzymes that we had to develop ourselves because, again, normally you need to leave enzymes for a very long time on the skin. And we do have ones that do that, but this was something that we really wanted to have like a super simple product that will give you great benefits for that. But in general, when we look at a way to detoxify the skin, what we really want to do is empower the skin to detoxify itself. We, you know, once a year, we really call it our McRib because, you know, McDonald's has McRib once in a while.
Yeah.
So we have once a year a detox ritual mask. It actually was in October, which is a mask that really, you know, pulls out heavy metals, toxins, etc. from the skin. But for the most part, it's a philosophy. We really think that the best thing to do is to empower first and foremost your mitochondria, because your mitochondria produces not only energy, but also produces the signal for activation of a few incredible pathways. It's a bunch of letters. NRF2 is one of them, NRF2, which is a detoxification pathway, and also NF-kappa-beta, which is a kind of anti-inflammatory pathway that's also involved in detoxification. So by empowering the mitochondria and having it function optimally, and hopefully, by the way, actually having more mitochondria per cell, having more of these power plants in our cells per cell can actually create incredible results. So first and foremost, yeah, we have to cleanse our skin. But then what we have to do is supercharge our mitochondria. And we specifically do it mainly with a product that is called CARE, which is the first product we ever came out with. That came out of that research that we did in the Weizmann Institute on how to create a product that will pass through the skin and get to your bloodstream, but the skin liked it too much. So that's the first product we ever came out with. And it's called CARE because it's cellular anti-aging repair and energy. But really what it is, it's like everything that we need for optimal detoxification and mitochondrial health, because it has first and foremost NAD, which is literal mitochondrial fuel, which we talked about before, but it also has 10 other ingredients that piggyback off of that fuel to the mitochondria in order to start all the processes that I spoke about before. And what we also have is a mask that's called the hyperbaric mask.
I love that mask. It makes so much sense. It's an oxygen-infused mask, and it makes so much sense to have a mask like that.
Yeah. And what's crazy about it is that it actually, instead of giving your skin oxygen, which has pros and cons, it actually kind of ramps up your skin to get more oxygen from the air, aside from, again, like basically putting your mitochondria on overdrive and having it produce more collagen and elastin all of the good stuff that we are thinking about when we're thinking about, you know, anti-aging skincare. Aside from that, though, it is an incredible detoxifier. So a lot of people are afraid of using, a gel over their moisturizer, which is how you're supposed to use it, leaving it overnight. That's a lot. Will it clog my pores? No, quite the on the contrary. It actually allows your skin to have the best levels of basically of toxin release from your skin. And that's really the important part. The important part is empowering your skin to detoxify on a regular basis. What we're going to do now, I mean, what we're going to do, what we're coming out with in January are two new products, very similar to CARE. It's going to be like the evolution of CARE, the moisturizer, which is going to be called Youth Daily. And we're going to also have a serum that's called Youth Reset. And these two are going to have all of those ingredients that I talked about before, you know, that empower the mitochondria and everything like that. But it's also going to have an ingredient called spermidine. And spermidine is basically like, you can think of it, it does a lot, but I like to explain it as like intermittent fasting in a molecule. So what it does, it helps us recycle malfunctioning cells and dead cells. So we can talk about detoxification of actual toxins, but one of the most toxic things we have in our skin are actually skin cells that are malfunctioning. One of these, you know, subcategories are called zombie cells or senescent cells. We have a serum that is specifically to eliminate those cells. It's called ProCare, which is also our vitamin C serum. But these two new products are going to really cover, it's going to be like a kitchen sink approach. It's going to cover all the bases of longevity, of youth, but it's also going to recycle all of those toxic cells, which are the main drivers of inflammation and aging in our cells.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, spermidine is such an important longevity supplement that I actually inject it, because it's so important for anti-aging. It's one of those molecules that have been identified as super important for that. So that's really exciting. And so anything else you want to talk about? So there's one product you have, it's called Amplifying Essence.
Yeah.
What are some of the magic molecules that are in that product?
So one of them is ectoin. As you can see, we're obsessed with ectoin because we shove it into anything right now. Like, so it's in our Amplifying Essence as well. But it also has a novel NAD precursor, NAD building block, that we have there. So our normal patented NAD building blocks, the things that, you know, raise NAD levels in the skin, are, they take a long time for your skin to really use them. It takes like 8 hours. So they're more for your lifestyle. They're more for your, for a long run. But the NAD precursor, the NAD building blocks that we have in Amplifying Essence, is actually the espresso shot of NAD. So it's getting used 32 times faster, which means that your cells are amped up immediately. And it also has, you know, some hydrating ingredients and again, things that fuel the mitochondria. But that ramping up of NAD very, very quickly will actually improve any other product we have in the routine. That's why it's called Amplifying Essence. So it's almost like water, like milky water that you apply on your skin after you wash your face. And anything you're applying afterwards works twice as well. So it's a pretty crazy product. It's actually a lot of people's favorites since we came out with it. But we basically, we have two things that we think of when we are looking at, you know, creating a product. One is obviously, oh, there is this amazing molecule that can extend life in humans, in animal models. And we are trying to then introduce it to the skin and see how we can get it into a product. And if it's effective, we go with it.
Okay, fantastic.
And but the other thing that we're trying to do is to take your paradigm of what skincare routine looks like. So I have my moisturizer, I have my cleanser, I have my serum, I have my moisturizer, I have my whatever that is. And we turn that into a longevity product. You know, we're biohacking that. So a lot of the times, you know, retinol is something that we didn't innovate. Obviously, every person should use retinol. But what we did was we looked at how your skin synthesizes vitamin A, which is retinol, and kind of stores it. And we mimicked that process. So we have the world's first like biomimetic retinol, which is called bioretinol. So it does it. It gives you all the benefits of a pretty strong retinol without any flaking, irritation, redness, sensitivity, any of that.
And what are some of your other products that you have? Because your line is very cutting edge.
Yes.
And obviously, I mean, of anyone I've talked to about skincare, you're very, very, you know, distinctive and, mm-hmm. you know, exacting about like your knowledge and the ingredients that you research and choose mm-hmm. for your product line.
Yeah. So we basically have like 17 products already because we're very, you know, we make sure that everyone can have their own routine that would work the best way for them. And you can take a very short quiz online and you'll get your results and you'll know what to use. Very easy. But what we have is only one cleanser. We only have one toner, which isn't really a toner. We have a hydrating mist that's called Bio-C Peptide Spray, which has MAP vitamin C. We talked about that before. We only have one essence, which is the Amplifying Essence. Where we start to show diversity is our serums, because that's how you choose a direction for your routine. That's how you kind of direct your routine to what to the results you want specifically. Until the new moisturizer comes out, we only have one moisturizer. We only have one mask, right? So really where you're getting diversity is your serums. And we have serums for basically all issues, anything from aging to rosacea to pigmentation to acne, whatever that is. What I really am excited about, and it's not really innovation per se, but I think it is probably the best service we provided for in the last, I think since we started, was showing how to cycle sync your skincare routine. So obviously, women, science doesn't like to research women, and women are basically a different person to study every phase of their menstrual cycle. So you're basically a different combination of hormones every phase of your menstrual cycle. So that's why, you know, we didn't know how to adjust longevity protocols, etc. to the female audience. And it's only in the last few years that this has really become a talking point and something that people can recommend what to use for. And the minute that this information was evident to us, we invested heavily in understanding how we adjust a skincare routine to someone's menstrual cycle. So now on our website, you could look at the systems that we have and you can see cycle syncing system. And with explanation, again, everything's online, but we basically change the serum according to a woman's menstrual cycle or where she is in the cycle. And the results we're getting are phenomenal. It's a little bit of an investment off the bat because you're basically stocking up for every kind of phase of your cycle, right? But since you're using different things in different stages, it lasts a very long time, like 6 months at least. So the results are really, really cool. And I think it allows also people to feel a little bit more heard or, you know, taking into account.
Yeah, fantastic. And so what is your website? Where can people find your line of products?
So our website is younggoose.com. That's like probably, you know, where you want to start. You can get overwhelmed a little bit. If you want to start slower, you can go to our Instagram. We provide so much content and so much information. You can become like, you can be the skin expert in your friend's circle by just following us on Instagram. If you really want to nerd out on skin, you can listen to the podcast that we have, the Biohacking Beauty Podcast, which has gone pretty large in the last few months, ever since I was interviewed to a pretty big podcast and it just exploded. So now we get a lot of requests from people as well. Like, hey, please talk about that. We just recorded, you know, as you know, I have a personal grievance against ascorbic acid. We just recorded like an hour and a half podcast with the world's top researcher of vitamin C. So we're trying to be the place where you come to really learn the cutting edge approach to reversing your skin's age. And we have a chat on our website. If someone wants some personal advice, they can do that. We have, you know, certified professionals that deal with that. We're a pretty friendly company, I would say.
Okay, fantastic. Well, you guys heard it, younggoose.com. I personally use their product line. I absolutely love it. I was introduced by a friend of mine and really, really impressed because, you know, I've used a lot of products over the course of my life and I've used a lot of garbage and things that make promises and don't work, but that Younggoose is really, really good stuff. So highly recommend it. So thank you so much, Amitai and everyone. I'm Dr. Wendy Myers, and I love doing this show every week, bringing you experts from around the world to help you up-level your health and your detoxification and, you know, teaching you about toxins and how they contribute to so many chronic health conditions, but also your beauty products and what you put on your skin. Super, super important. And we talk a lot about anti-aging and bioenergetics and so many cool topics. So thanks for tuning in every week.
The Myers Detox Podcast is created and hosted by Wendy Myers. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Wendy Myers and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician. Thank you.